This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day, I'm John North, and I meet with you at this time each weekday morning to help you spend some time with God, because that's the foundation of your spiritual life. And you know, your spiritual life is not the less important part of your life. Sometimes we treat it that way. We act as if our work is the most important thing, or if we're a uni student, that's the most important thing. And if I can squeeze in some time with God here or there, great. If not, oh well, because it's just peripheral. But in actual fact, you are a spiritual being, and the maintenance of your spiritual life is more important than anything else in your life. Never put it second, never squeeze it in, never consider it to be just peripheral. It is the most important thing in your life. And so, as you take time each day with God, maintaining your inner life, your spiritual life, building your relationship with God, you'll find all the other aspects of your life coming in line, once you have the center right. We're looking this week at the topic of prayer. And you know, prayer is so important to our lives. We looked yesterday at the fact that we have to come to God with the right attitude in prayer, that the person God pays attention to in prayer is the person who's coming to Him in humility, with a sense of need, recognizing their place before God, that they don't come demanding or as if God has to do what they want, but rather they come submissively to God, saying, "Lord, what do you want? And that's what I want." And bringing their requests to Him as well, fellowshipping with Him in prayer. Today I want to go to Matthew chapter 7, starting in verse 7. Jesus is speaking to the disciples. He says to them, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there among you, when his son shall ask him for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he shall ask for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask Him? Therefore, however you want people to treat you, so treat them. For this is the law and the prophets." Well, what an amazing passage on prayer from Jesus Christ Himself. Sometimes it can sound like a formula, but really it's not. The fact is, God has an abundance of power and provision to meet all of our needs, and He wants us to come to Him with our needs. Do you have specific issues in your life that are concerning you that you need God's help with? Well, come to Him. Don't feel like, "Oh, I'm afraid to say, God, whatever you want in my life, that's what I want, because what if He wants something terrible? Didn't you hear what He said? What man among you, when his son asks him for a loaf of bread, would give him a stone?" Of course not. He says, if you, with all your weaknesses and failings, know how to give what is good to your children, well, how much more will your heavenly Father give what is good to those who come to Him with their needs? So come to God, not demanding, but with an open heart and open hand, saying, "Lord, what you want is what I want, but here's my situation. I need your help. I need your involvement." And then watch as God gets involved in your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.